Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Set uptown. What is everyone doing besides David running off?
Well, David, better
yet. I think we need to go see the headquarters.
Would there still be a large amount of smokes and that from buildings being on fire?
No.
Yeah, first thing is look around and see if we notice anything in the air.
You don't notice any smoke.
You hear any commotion?
Well, you do see wisp of smoke up toward the north, kind of toward the center of town.
What about that abbey up north?
That thing long gone.
We should go there.
Wait a second, guys! We forgot something!
We were supposed to go to open a door in an abbey, I think.
Let's build another sled.
Tan? That's why I'm running the tan.
Yep. You're going six to questions!
So he's running off like an idiot, and we're going to the...
Like a really cool, awesome idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got so the AU can't see the smoke coming from the direction of his head.
Nobody can. He just said that there was no smoke.
I said there's like a little wisp you can see. I mean,
you'd almost think it's on fire.
You'd more think they were like chimney smoke type things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one running off.
So what's everyone else doing?
We're going to headquarters.
Yeah.
It's just that
headquarters.
Yeah.
Headquarters. Mentos.
HQ. I almost want to say burn the inn, but I'll go to headquarters.
He's got a bed bug. He's got
to
go.
As everyone's walking forward, they get to the wave, which you remember is like where the southern part of town, and its magical little membrane thing you walk through, and you have to kind of like push through it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you get past that, you hear... like somebody like giving a speech or something in the middle of town.
Are we all together
like,
right now?
Huh?
Are we all together?
No, you.
Well, you're kind of running ahead, off like an idiot. But you can hear it too.
Does it sound angry in German?
No.
Budtasting.
Yep. Yeah. It but you can hear it. Give me a quick wisdom check, real low 10.
All of us.
Hey, I'm smart.
Is it okay if I roll?
Just over 10?
I like to hit 10. Just make it over 10.
Over 10.
That makes sense, because you're new to town. Everyone will recognize, except for Mentos, that it's Krishal talking.
What's up, Krishal? I say.
Hey, girl.
What you doing? Hey,
you can't see her. You can just hear her. She's going talking.
I go, Krishal! And I run towards it.
he's just like...
Krishal, do you know what Tan is?
Like a puppy. Where's... Tan! Oh, Krishal!
Tan, Krishal! What can I understand? Tan! What's she saying?
Makoa!
Makoa? Tan.
She's just shouting back.
Shivers!
You're like, Krishal. She's like, David! Krishal!
Hello, David! Krishal!
Can I understand anything?
No, you got a little far away. You'll have to walk up a little closer.
I'll keep going to Tan.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm planning to keep going to Krishal.
Can I get a tone from it? Like, can I understand?
Roll a perception check.
It's angry in German.
Orc.
Was willst du alle?
That's what I think orc sounds like.
Nine
German.
What is your Shona?
I think it sounds like Mongolian.
I got a 22.
I'm just going to throw our eyeball or answer out too. I'm going to go with the Tuscan Raider.
Alright. We'll go with Sand People.
I'm going Java.
Sand People. Oh, looks like Wolverines again.
And that family.
And the guy with the trident.
That's either Neptune.
Ow, the trident man's out!
It's a Neptune, or it's a farmer. So it's a melee training. It's awesome.
So I got a 22. So tone, to kind of understand.
Mournful.
Mournful.
It's like somebody died recently.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Let's proceed.
So where am I at?
Yeah, we'll go up. We see her. Like,
yep.
Where the
you're kind of
where
slowing
you
down,
guys
and
at?
Everybody else is kind of catching up.
Kushal, I forget where Tans is. Where is it?
Actually, Tans out the ground too.
I was showing him the funeral. What's probably going on here?
Dirge. Or we're all meditating. That sounds like the thing from Futurama, how the Mars people summon the bugalo. Where's the little guys at? Well, what are the rest of you guys doing as you're getting close while I'm trying to find them?
I mean, just trying to see what's going on for me.
Yeah, I just like to listen in on the speech as we move
right.
closer.
What's the amplification? Is there anything, is she using anything for amplification, or is she just yelling?
You can't
yeah.
see anything, but her voice is carrying rather well, so you don't know if she's got some kind of...
It's a cacophony.
Thing going on, or some magic thing going on, or what?
Say, so, Kishal, use all magic! I said that.
She's like, you jive turkey.
I say, oh, shit!
Oh, no, you didn't! Why do I keep losing you guys? I have them all separated.
If only you had more to get lost in.
I do. Awesome.
Just don't look in your paper shredder.
I was thinking about, like, there's no way that I could have as many miniatures as you have right now.
It's physical.
But it'd be...
Probably I've doubled it.
I can't wait, and I started to check it out online, like, the idea of having, like, a 3D printer and printing out all the miniatures that you need
for
that.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, shoving them back into, like, whatever mix that you could use it again over and over, that'd be nice.
That's a good idea.
But,
yeah, people talk about that online a lot.
They've got, there's a reclaimer thing that they've built, made for 3D printers now where, like, you shove in, like, plastic.
How much is it?
It'll break down the plastic
and,
like, the
form it. $20,000 to $100,000.
How much?
What?
$20,000 to $100,000.
No, there's cheap, much cheaper than that.
$20?
There's one that's, like, $500.
How good is it? Is it real good? Taylor got a TARDIS cookie cutter made from one. A what? A TARDIS cookie cutter.
She watches Doctor Who?
It's a TARDIS.
No, she made
a TARDIS. It's kind of like a... Yeah,
it's a stupid
say, it's
telephone
kind of a retarded
booth. It's not a telephone booth. It's a police box.
The TARDIS is the police box. The ship
I don't it's know, where you call
the
cops.
I don't remember
where like a phone.
Thinking,
but that phone can also dial other numbers.
This.
Yeah.
No,
was this like a payphone?
Yeah, it's like a phone booth, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought TARDIS was a proper name. Is it just the name for anything?
It stands for... It's an...
All right, so as you guys getting up, you'll hear her saying...
Nerd going off and gets mad.
And although these men have given their lives, we will use this as an opportunity to...
Hire more idiots.
Finally push ourselves into ridding this town of this menace. I know we are all thankful for the... Innkeepers.
Hi!
That's actually Tabit laughing.
Hey, what kind of party is going on?
For helping the towns.
I say, hey, dude, what's going on?
She's not. She's talking over you.
Okay.
She's a little
I start bathing in the fountain with shivers.
I don't think kick you out of town.
Have you really lost that much wisdom?
No.
He's just plenty retarded. Make a will save.
Oh, shit. Is this, I thought this fountain wasn't magic anymore.
All it takes is a teaspoon of water to drown.
19.
Let's see. What does that do? You freeze in place.
Oh, that's fun.
So he can't open his mouth?
Oh, thank God. Well, somebody stop that idiot from talking. What?
This is our chance.
And you take... What's your constitution score?
15.
3 points of subdual damage. As soon as it hits your constitution, you drown in there. You just fell over and you're held person. Your head is underwater.
Alright.
I can't let that happen.
I'm How chaotic. Far away are we?
I'm chaotic good.
You don't know?
I don't know. I thought you guys were all coming out down here.
Well, yeah, we were.
We was like ahead of us.
So everyone just watched me drown in the city?
Huh?
So everybody in the city just watched me drown?
Yep.
Alright, so looks like I'll be helping them.
Hey, why is there a party? Why is everyone
so
sad?
They're like, yeah, I had this wet before.
We really need to get some fence around this home.
So she turns around and lights three pyres. Out. She goes, we'll now are officially under full, officially under war with the Tigers. The main goal for all of
Tigers.
The Dark, or not the Tigers, the Wolverines, of Dark Knights are now forming a specialized group to take down this threat once and for all, and to avenge our fallen brothers.
Excellent. Are we getting closer? Or are we
sad?
Yeah.
So she lights the pot.
Somebody.
Now they're gonna create special forces, which means they're gonna get even more annoying.
The darker nights.
And as she's like,
darkest of the dark.
Pyres. The car will pull out. David.
Nobody was pulling out.
So cold. All
right. Are we getting that?
And the spell it cast on.
Somebody cast he cast it on me?
Yep.
Oh, you're gonna die.
I'm gonna kill you in one hand.
Well, then why should he solve all the town's problems?
He's trying to make cure spells for everybody.
That's helpful.
He's got to watch the fountain.
Yeah, you're right. Being curing people is not helpful at all. Right?
Well, I just mean, like, if he could have just... Why wasn't he...
He's got to watch the fountain.
Okay. Good point.
All right, so we're going to be getting into this at some point, right?
All right, so he goes, they say...
First of all, what did this idiot mess up? Second of all, what's going on?
She says, Fred...
Nothing. I thought it was funny.
She says, what was your other guy's name? I forgot.
Franz and then...
Little Man.
I call him Little Man.
I think LM.
No, did they have another name?
I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember either.
You don't even remember his name?
Yeah, it was like
Lars.
Well, I think it was Lars.
Lars, yes.
Lars
she Lord. Says, Lard, Little Man, Quartz, Butt Puncher.
Butt Puncher.
That's weird that they know that nickname.
And
well, Martin brought that one back.
And,
oh, yeah.
And Franz, Table Fiend.
Oh, that pleasant young
May horse. Your soul be guided to whatever afterlife you... wish to go to.
That pleasant orc is dead. Huh?
So she lights a fire and they catch on fire.
That's horrible.
Also,
the Wolverines did this?
Quartz's last words were Miranda rights.
Where's Martin? Is
and
Martin
then,
hanging out?
And then, yeah, Martin's in the crowd.
He's
like, who?
He's feeling shame.
Yeah. He's kind
lots of lots of shame.
Wow, that's horrible.
So then you see her like sitting there for a moment, and then she like takes something that I get you guess was what she was at play her voice with, and kind of throw it to the ground and walks off.
I pick it up. All right.
And
it's a kazoo.
And you masturbate to it.
Yeah.
And then she walks.
She's just leaving. She's not even going to fill us in on the whole thing anymore. All right, let's go. Let's go talk to Martin.
Where's Tan? Tan.
Hey,
I found some magic wood.
I don't care about anything.
Not idiots in this group. Let's go talk to Martin.
Sam
well,
first,
I mean,
done. Don't step in the fountain. It's harmful, guys.
Do you not know what just happened, David?
No, that didn't really happen.
I thought those guys were idiots. I'll wait for you guys.
Is my armor done? Number one. Number two.
What's did I give you your armor already?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure Shepard
sure
did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were making me Drake armor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Backlog lately.
Yeah, because I gave you my drake.
Everyone's been killing shit, just dragging it in, demanding armor.
I say, what's up with this magic wood? Can you make me some awesome arrows?
He's like, whoa, I've heard that one before.
No, but seriously, just this magic wood in my pants.
It's really hard and stiff. Can you see it in my leg?
It's not a banana.
I'm really happy if you check it out. Get it out. I can't reach it, though, because I have to hold shiver.
So, does this magic wood have any properties? Can you make me anything with this aberration skin?
Just
gonna,
okay.
Do you have anything, or do you know of anything that will allow me to breathe underwater? And
why is he even hit? Why is Ted even humoring this idiot?
And a follow-up.
And here's 10 gold.
That's why.
Yeah, it's a bunch of money.
Oh, and also, can you make Shivers?
Hands used to this guy.
Spider
a lot of.
Says I can do all that for 10,000 gold. All
right, sold.
All right, give it to me.
All right, here you go.
Give it to me.
Here it is.
Give it to me.
I don't know. I'm giving it.
You don't have 10,000 gold.
I have 20
gold.
Wait. Can you make any cool arrows with this thing?
I'll have to check. It's not really the right time for me to be doing business.
Why?
Kind of a funeral going on.
I think you're about these people.
That's nice.
Don't forget the name of autism. He doesn't get social cues.
All right.
Well, if all the dark magic.
Well, I'll talk to you later,
Ted. Break into the house and shoot all the shit.
I pick up the thing that Krishal dropped, and I talk into it and see if it does anything. But I speak in Aklo.
Does that sound like I'm talking on old time radio?
Somebody lays down and doing it for him.
Oh, I thought it would have went.
I'm going to go over to him. I can't. He's just breaking. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hey.
Hug.
You need some sleep, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I'm talking with Minto on the side about what he thinks
on, like, that's what we're here for.
Who did?
What was the question?
What do you think?
Remember that young orc?
Mentos in shock when someone's asking him a serious question.
That's what we're kind of dealing with, right?
I'm dealing a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's probably going to happen.
She just walked off.
Right,
I'm
now,
getting more respect.
Now
we're getting more quiet.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I've been with these guys a while.
Based on what we've seen,
this way, right?
And the fact it's a ritual,
we'll get you,
they
we'll
summon
get you
the something
get
thorough.
You
nice.
I found some magic wood.
I guess you did.
Whatever they summon, I'm assuming is what
we're gonna get you
down
some
more
milk and a good place to sleep
and then
feel refreshed in the morning.
Yay!
Now
I'll
gone.
Be quiet now.
So the question is, why did it kill the two keepers? Where are the other three keepers? And what the hell is it that they actually summoned?
And what does the title keeper mean?
Well, I don't want to go back down, that's for sure. I don't think you quite would care.
All right.
Well, I think we need to
go find
one of these keepers.
David right. needs to get back to sleep. He needs a nappy time.
Go get a nap, little buddy. I kind of want to. All
right.
So
he's like, I'm not tired. No, he starts walking
Wait,
around
was one
in
of the,
circles.
Was
like
one
a
of the was one of the keepers in the crowd?
No keepers were there.
All right. What does the title keeper mean?
Who was the one that we knew was in town? Hive, right, or something?
They're all townspeople.
The
I have all the
names
before.
Oh, yeah. The
Hive.
Yeah,
Hive.
Marchand.
Mm-hmm.
Marchand.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
There's the one that runs right. the asylum.
So
I'm gonna go up to you, grab that Aklo book, and come up to this guy.
Like I just willingly give.
Can I please have that book back? You don't even know what it says.
You're a retard who interrupted a funeral.
Okay. Can I have that book?
If you want your badger to die,
can I have your book?
We will discuss this later.
Can I have that book?
Hey, buddy, hey, you know what we talked about, quiet time? Quiet time.
I just want to see the book.
Let's go back
Let
to
the
end.
Book.
It's like in Karen and Aaron arguing during that boss fight.
Oh, I should just give everybody a wand of command and see what they do.
So you just want to, why don't you go show the book to this guy? He knows about magic and stuff.
Which guy?
The car.
Hmm. Explain to me who he is.
Who are you?
I knew this town.
Wait a minute, where are you? Who are you?
Have you been following us around?
What is even the point to all this? He's got a cool mask. He's awesome.
Wait, Dakar's the plague doctor guy?
Yeah. He's the local magic guy. If anything, he can make sense of this. I'm pretty sure he knows how to read this language.
I think we should find the guy who's actually in the book. Listed in the book.
Let's not bring him the book.
What's he gonna do?
Evil shit.
I'm still going to try to find Grisha.
Apprehend him.
To basically inform her of all the same information, because she probably knows where.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
I'm gonna try
to keep David from fucking things up for
me. I just think you need to show this guy the book. I don't know why you would replace it.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm gonna grab David, I'm gonna bring him in close. Like, listen, if this is like a conspiracy, there's people in on this, we need to show this to as few people as possible.
You're right, we do need to show it to Dugar.
I give you a little noogie.
What's that? That's what it is.
Tell you what, buddy, let's get you back to you. Let's see.
There's so many things I want to do.
I know. We can do it once you get some rest.
Let's get a little nap.
I have magic.
Shivers had a really rough time. He's some time.
I mean, he got cut by whatever weird octopus thing.
Yeah, what was the name of that thing?
I think it was one of those demons from The Simpsons. Nothing, he was the aliens from The Simpsons.
Oh, Craig?
Yeah.
Close.
Okay, let's just go back to the
Who died?
You almost did.
That's
what these effects us from. Try to drink from this and I almost die.
Alright, so what? We're just going back to the
I'm walking him back. You don't have to come. Can you control him? Okay.
No.
Can you control him?
I mean, I can't command him if I need to.
Do we both need to do this again in that command?
No. He's fine. Let's just go. I think we should go to Kristal.
Alright, let's go to Kristal.
You said it too loud. He heard you.
Okay.
Either that or we need to just confront the guy that's in this
book.
I feel like if he's actually in this book.
I go to the place up north that burned down.
His name's like.
He runs up there in one day.
Alright, well,
take
you go to Grisha.
Come on,
Shivers,
I want to write you.
Grisha can take care of herself. I'm going to stick with,
Come on, Shivers, I'll write you.
I'm
going to
stick with,
where the book's going.
Oh, you want to stick with the book, too? Do you think we should show it to Drakkar?
No, I think we need to show it to the leader, or we confront the guy whose name's in the book.
Why would you not bring the only person that could read it?
That's a good idea. Right. Well, you're already leaving. I'm going to go. I'll follow him then. You take care. You
because
stick with them.
Some people might be thinking your character's
awesome.
Least valuable, and I'm questioning whether you actually read the book or.
We're leaving.
How did you get all these names?
I'm taking David. I'm taking David to go meet with Grisha, and we'll go catch back up with them. Crazy. What's your name? Your character's name again?
Minto.
Why can I
see? And I'm the least important. Don't even.
You're like the opposite of the fresh maker. That's what we remember your name for. And your name is your name.
Yeah. You name all your characters after yourself.
Only
it's pretty easy to remember.
It was my first character.
It was my first.
All right. So
I'm a half orc.
I'm going to catch up. Taking David with me to go meet up with the shop. Race was already on the way to go meet Kershaw.
So we're all going to Kershaw.
I don't know if you guys are coming with or not.
Yeah, I don't know what Tabit and
I think we're going to go to Kershaw as well.
Yeah, we're going to Kershaw.
Does anyone want to talk to Martin?
No.
Nope.
Not Tabit.
Oh, I do.
Those who want to talk to you.
Everyone's my friend.
If you guys are going over there, let's repeat what they say.
So you guys are all going to go there. I'm going to go talk to Martin. For you.
Okay.
But,
that means you have to talk to David. That'll be fun.
Ooh. So, you guys.
All right,
wait,
so,
I'm going to go talk to Martin.
So, we're going to do. You're going to Kershaw, right? Kristal. All right. We'll do Kristal first.
And Shivers is going to go talk to a female badger that he met earlier.
Okay. After that negative experience, I would go get laid too.
We're going to act out with Shivers on that.
Oh my god.
All right, you guys will. Follow, find Kershaw back at the Black Line HQ. Dark Knights.
Okay.
I'm going to say Black Lion something. In the
Black Lion.
The Black Lion Knights. Roar.
Alright. Cool. What do you guys want to ask her?
Wait, am I there?
Nope.
I thought I was going
with her. Are you going with her?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Just me and...
Is there anything about Keeper Hive, like, that we
what
need
did
to
you guys,
know about?
She's like, what do you guys find out in that house? I completely forgot about it. We had a incident. We found a book with his name in it, with Keeper Hive's name in it, and it's entirely in Aklo, except for...
What's Aklo?
You should also tell her Crow, because he runs the asylum and he has something to do with her.
It's,
You're not... There, you are there.
Pacific Wait, you are there now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
Basically, it looks like five people list them off, performed a ritual, and summoned some kind of creature. For some reason, it looks like either the creature or the other three killed two of them. And explained the hunchback guy that we knew was down there. We weren't 100% sure who the other one was. Give a vague description or description of him as best I can. And then basically state, we know the... whatever the asylum keeper's name was, and then the one guy, other guy in town that I knew, he said we knew. And basically, that's where we're kind of at, is they summoned something, and whatever it was, did the damage to town, killed the people.
There's some, and we're not even sure if what attacked this was that creature or not, right?
The one that was under the water?
No, the one that shot us in the back and got away.
No, I'm assuming not, because he's whatever created the damage in the building was huge.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the keepers, I bet.
So, but we were ambushed, and whoever shot at us got
Shouldn't
away.
Should we ask her what her affiliation with the asylum guy is before? Like, how do we know she's not in on all this?
She'll stay in.
Do some checks and stuff.
Yeah, she'll give her stuff. She's like, I can see Rookman Mir, or Keeper Mir, as you guys were calling him. As being a shady character, we've been looking at him for a long time, especially since we suspect him supplying the Wolverines almost exclusively with material, especially with our town practically falling apart. The other thing about him is she kind of laughs, the labor guild is accusing him of using necromancy to overwrite union dues for laborers, which we've had no way of proving either.
Well, I hate the Teamster.
I have a hard time believing Crove and Walden Crove and Hivey are related. I mean, Hivey's been in this town a long time, and a lot of the town history we found out specifically from him.
What about Hunchy?
Hunchy, you'll have to ask Dakar about. He dealt with him mostly.
He's not very nice.
Well, we're not necessarily assuming the people in this book are evil, but whatever they did summon either turned on them or somehow got just screwed up in general.
Can you detect evil as a cleric, or is that a paladin thing?
Yeah, I can't. Not as my alignment. I can't.
Because I guarantee this book is evil.
Why?
Because it's an Aklo.
Yeah, but madness doesn't make evil.
Aklo more chaotic than evil.
Yeah.
I can detect chaos.
Okay, detect it.
I detect chaos.
That book is chaotic.
I do it too.
Crazy.
Did you read that?
Yeah, I was the only one that read it.
I would suggest you talk to Dakar. He has ways of deciphering languages.
Oh, that would have been a good idea. If only somebody would have thought of that.
He's probably back in his shop by now. He'll be interested in seeing this. He has a lot of
weird
potions.
How do I put this? He has a lot of experience with the southern area of this town. So he might be able to help you.
What about Hive? Is there anything we should know about him?
Like I said, only thing I know is he is like a historian. The only thing
you
I know
anything about Marshwong or whatever Marshwong. Do you know anything about that dude?
Marshawn.
Marshwong.
Hard to say. He might be like a new guy in town, I guess. I mean, I have seen Crow talking to some gentlemen that just moved from down at the town Lake Codan.
Lake what?
Codan. Codan. Or Codan. And that's far, far to the south east of us.
Does it pass the Wolf Keep?
It actually doesn't even go by Wolf Keep.
keep. Well, I forgot you guys restored that. It does go back to Wolfkeep now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Remember when you said that for this one?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, throwing a corpse out the window.
We met a ghost.
That's funny. Listen to that. Yeah, I think you guys should talk to Dakar. That would be my line of my first line of.
Yeah, that would have been any normal person's first thought. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, at a funeral.
Yeah,
if you guys.
Social
facts. I know you guys are busy, but if you get the chance. You probably saw that Franz and a couple of the other Dark Knights got killed.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys went down, the Wolverines took advantage of the weakened defense in town. They took over a big portion of the city, so we're kind of weak in the middle.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why doesn't Drakkar help? That guy is super powerful. Why didn't he help defend the town?
No, that stuff didn't happen.
Oh, okay. I mean, that was a dream I had. I fell asleep.
Why doesn't the car help? He's really weak and he hates dirt. He doesn't like dirt. But as you know, they didn't reach the end. We were actually the Dark Knight. You know, Martin actually.
Oh, that he's a good guy.
He got our attention, and we all went and. We were able to stop him, but they still got a good foothold in our area.
It's a good thing he ran, didn't just stay there and die.
But if you guys ever get the chance, you know that the Wolverines collect ears.
I do know that.
We need our troops' ears back.
Oh,
for what?
Oh, they got.
We will not suffer the humiliation of. The tigers holding our own ears around their necks as trophies.
I hate
it. And goading us.
All right, fine. I take my necklace of ears off.
Is there any names of any of the exact... I know, like, it's the Wolverines, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the closest leader.
Bugbear.
That, like... doesn't have to be the top leader, but, like, the closest leader that might be involved with those exact troops that...
Those troops are all in that new area. They're led by a bugbear. I'm not exactly sure what his name is. But I know that there's also a human warrior with him by the name of Lucy.
Lucy?
Lucy Goosey.
Wait, didn't we see one of them in a crystal?
Did you ever finish that song?
Did you see one of them inside me? What?
Hey, Kenny.
You're inside.
Did you ever...
Right there.
Oh, you're not even there.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Where's Kenny at?
I'm going to talk to Martin.
Did you go talk to Martin?
Man.
But they're in that part of town. If you guys get a free chance sometime.
I get on my knee, I say, vow to you, Crystal, above anything, I will have vengeance for Franz.
I'll get you some ears.
Warrior in the world.
Okay. So she gives you like a description of free. She gives you that, what you guys will remember is that bugbear.
Bomber.
That was carrying that guy.
Yeah, that was funny. Just threw him on the ground.
Then she'll give you the description of like a dwarf, and that was the one that killed Quartz. And then she'll give you the description of
very
the female one. That Lars pissed off when he died.
When I ask, what
did he
what,
say?
What happened when they all ran in?
What I said?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
She made a comment about my magic, how, like, pathetic my magic was or something. And I'm like, you call my magic pathetic? The only thing hitting on your ass is a dwarf. Because I'm falling down, dying.
Yeah.
So she cootie grabbed me.
I was like, you son of a bitch.
Nice.
Can she tell us a story? I mean, obviously her characters weren't there for the whole thing, but what happened after they all ran in, after Mark and we got them? Like, what's the...
They basically, what she'll kind of do like a quick overview or review overview of it is they were able to come in, they took, able to get the bodies, but the ears were already gone. But they were reinforced by more Wolverines.
Mm.
So they were able to kind of make like a stalemate line in one area where they didn't come forward anymore. And that's where they left off.
Okay. We're kind of stuck. Hard decision. Do we take track down these keepers, or we take care of the Wolverines?
And then, and remember, that's just a new section in town they took over. They still have the whole western part of town that they control.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, when the Dark Knights come up again, they'll probably do an infiltration mission to find out more stuff about that part of the area.
Let's say we find the keepers.
So you're talking to Martin?
Yep, so that we'll say that, and then we'll have Lance.
We'll let the Dark Knights sneak around and find the leaders, and then when they do, cheers to Morton.
Cheers to Wolverines.
No, we're going to go play Cheers to Morton, and then as we're playing, I'm going to assassinate the one leader.
This will be the event that we make the song for. That
I know.
Every leather will sing as we go after the no obsidian tigers to scare them. But anyway, so I'm going to go meet up with Martin at the funeral.
All right, so everyone's kind of dispersing now.
Martin's still sitting on the fountain, just head on, chin on his fist.
Everyone thinks I'm a coward.
What's the name of the druid? Is Carver there at the funeral?
Yeah, they were there.
Too. Yeah, good.
They good. Walked off though.
Okay.
Why don't they just have Carver go get some ears? I feel like that would be real quick and easy. Like, oh, there they are. Okay, good. Mission accomplished.
I thought those guys were weird because it was like that we were using those guys for Wolverines. It was like, why is there Wolverines at the funeral? Kill them! Kill them all!
We're sad that we killed your people.
I thought we were walking to a Wolverine like rally.
No, I mean, I just picked something I had.
Kishol jumped camp.
Just like, yeah, these Wolverines right, are awesome.
So, Lance and Martin, what are you guys doing?
Alright, so I just. What's Martin doing?
You guys want to hug it out?
He's trying to be sneaky.
He's trying to be sneaky.
At the funeral? You need 20 on the floor.
Hey,
this one?
Not mine. I'm glad you made it so easy for me to find you.
Over here.
Yeah, what's up?
So easy for me.
So, apparently I'm really sorry about your friends, apparently.
Yeah, yours was really rough.
Can you give me some background on what happened? I mean, you were there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just all happened so fast, you know.
All the bugs. Were you not, like, facing things as it happened?
There were...
Was your back to everyone at the time?
No. Well... At parts. Maybe.
So, well, can you just tell
well,
me
actually,
parts?
Martin killed. I think Martin killed a lot of people. Left.
Yeah, I backstabbed a couple people, and then
Franz and of course I backstabbed them. And
we were sitting there, and there was this bugbear, and it killed.
Did he say it that way?
Bugbear. Yeah, he doesn't have an accent. He killed Franz. Me and Franz were fighting a bugbear, and he just took out Franz in one hit. Then I turned around to this new guy, some monk. He has some nephews. He's some kind of monkle. I don't know. And he just got mowed down. And then, so then I turned to the gnome. Right? You're the gnome?
Yeah.
Okay. And he got killed. And so I went to go get reinforcements, and I brought everybody back and saved the day.
Oh. After they were dead, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I could have stayed and fought, but if I would have done that, I would have been killed too. I was outnumbered, surrounded.
That's true. I tried to stay and died during the same turn.
They would have, yeah. I told the monk to come with me, but, if I wouldn't have, they would have taken over that entire part of town, and we were all just been dead, and no one would have known it until, you know, much later, and they would have already taken over that section.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do know what this bugbear looks like, right? So
yeah.
You've seen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he hurt your friend.
Mm-hmm.
That you can. There's no way, right? That you can prevent.
Oh man, I want to do something so bad.
I say, long live the Wolverines, and I jump up and try to stab you.
Are you really going to do it?
What?
Oh.
Sorry, it's a traitor.
Oh, okay. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Lauren's a traitor.
He gets a free sneak attack on, or
I don't know where Marie's shooting.
See that one coming, man. Alright.
Oh, no.
I thought you wanted to play Martin the Coward.
This sounded more interesting.
Martin the freaking traitor.
What a diabolical twist.
Ooh. Do you have the ears?
No, he doesn't.
Just take mine and say to somebody else's.
Lend me your ears.
I'm pretty sure you're going to destroy me.
No, it's going to be a bloodbath.
I know.
Oh, you guys are going to fight all of a sudden?
He's a ginger turn traitor.
Martin the Coward just Wolverines and pulled in his ambushing Kenny G.
So that's a 16.
Oh, that's not even. 19. So
I get a sneak attack, so do I get something?
No.
It would
have been damage-wise. Well, it would have been... You don't get your dexterity bonus, Lance.
Okay. Oh, I don't?
Uh-uh.
This is where Martin says, just kidding.
No.
Maybe I do get it.
Martin's hold on a second. Hold on a second. He has to do...
What would it be? Flatfoot? Then he did hit me, yes.
He did hit him. That's all you need to hit. Remember, it's a sneak attack.
Oh, so I get two of these?
You get... three of those.
Watch you drop, Katie.
12. Plus 1, 13.
Okay, see, that's the only portion that I don't like about the Myth Kickers is that we don't feel like we're very... Oh, wait, you were never technically...
Yeah, he's a Myth.
Oh, he doesn't... I just don't feel like I'm very...
I still
you guys
like
never
I
use your Mythic
with...
stuff.
How do I not... You get to use Dex in that, so that seems weird.
Because you're cut off guard.
Yeah.
So
there should be some sort of role that I get to maybe not be caught unsurprised, I feel like. I don't know.
Why?
Because your life happens that way, and sometimes like somebody tries to catch you off guard, and you don't get caught off guard.
So you...
But that's okay, I'm not saying that.
I'm saying you talk to people, and like, he's going to fucking attack me, I'll be on my guard. So what are you doing today?
Not just
okay,
the way he kind of talked, like... The way he was, like, super defensive about it. Like,
he's gonna destroy
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem.
Hopefully.
So we're doing initiative.
If he doesn't,
wow,
Martin wins. Oh, my God.
I have 10 as well.
I'm sure
Kenny has a higher.
My dex is 17.
19. Yeah. All
right, so Kenny goes first.
Come on. Slaughter this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Spear in my phone.
Is that critical?
Oh, no. I wish it was. That would have been nice. That would have been perfect.
So, I feel like I was upstairs for 30 seconds.
Well, you can listen to it on the podcast.
Dark Knight turned Wolverine.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
like
over halfway
to getting maybe ears on him or something?
No, he attacked me.
Oh, there's my
grandma. So it's,
I was just gutted in by the scour.
Isn't that a fountain right there?
Yeah. Full of Martin blood right now.
Wolverines for life.
For life.
Use your healing factor.
Drop your weapon.
Oh, I am just joking.
All right, you kitty.
I say you subdue him.
That's what I was thinking. Now you don't get to have your character gone.
I mean, I shouldn't say
that. Now he becomes Martin the
make him a
prison.
So what are you going to do?
Martin Law, it's the traitor.
What would be the best option here? I want to subdue him, actually, is what I want
to
do.
It's fully up to you. I shouldn't say anything.
Was that minus 2 to hit or the minus 4?
I think it's minus 4. I think it is 4 too. That sounds correct. Because I know it is to use, like, the blunt of the sword.
Yeah. So you feel like you can try to subdue, but you'd be hitting bluntly.
Yeah.
Or you can use a mythic thing to do it too. You have that mythic strike thing or whatever.
You got surprise strike.
Yeah. So I mean, you could do like 2 attacks in a round on him if you wanted.
I want to just choke him. I really want to choke him with 2 attacks.
Do it.
Do it. That's
what I'm
gonna do.
Do it.
All right. He has an attack of opportunity, but it was
so he dropped his weapon. I want to get the
Okay.
The side of the
But don't forget, that makes you no better than a Wolverine.
You kill him.
So, attack of opportunity, what do I add?
That's why he had him dressed as a Wolverine.
Because I don't have a weapon.
So you're going to get a minus -4.
No, I fucking...
Well, does he have improvement on him, sorry?
No.
I don't think he can take the attack of opportunity.
Oh, you're right, because he would get an attack of opportunity against you, then, yeah. If he did that. So, no, you don't get an attack of opportunity. He's right.
Yeah.
Well, I bought and rolled way low, probably.
Yeah, what's your CMD?
Me?
Yeah. 16. Your CMB?
Yeah, that's below.
Okay. So it's Martin's turn again.
I just started trying to pull his ears off.
Come on.
You get an attack for opportunity against
them. Right.
So CMB, 14.
What damage?
Maybe you should run.
No, <we're... laughs> oh, I'm good at that.
No, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, I'll do that. With,
you can, yeah, that's a hit, probably. 15, 16, well, it'll be a 11 plus your attack bonus.
Did we ever get XP from the lot very last time?
So,
yeah.
I'm doing CMB on that one, right?
CMB, because, well, yeah, well,
so, 21.
You're doing attack of opportunity, right?
21 plus, minus the...
4.
Yeah, does it have, it could still be subdual, maybe.
Yeah, it's still subdual.
Okay.
Subdual.
I missed.
What?
Okay.
Those Wolverines.
What's your lies?
What am I doing now? D8?
You just do damage, but it's subdual.
Good one. 10. Subdual damage.
Does that put him out? I don't remember if it has to equal your hit points, your current hit points, or your constitution. I think it's...
Well, it's constitution. It's right on the money. If it's hit points, it's...
Yeah, we have to
negative
look at
one.
Up, I'm not sure.
So either way, you...
I almost
it.
Think it's like you have your hit points and non-lethal. I think it's based off... Might be based off your current.
Yes. Seems like what it is to me.
I like how there's no one else in the town.
Yeah, everybody kind of...
Actually, that's going to happen. It's going to be my word.
Well,
so actually what's happening on is they're burning over here and you guys are like fighting it out. Wolverines, go!
They're no badgers.
It's like you turn traitor or other than.
Did you like goad him into it?
Well, I was making fun of him like...
Aww.
Not, I wasn't really making fun of him. I just kept asking these questions. Yeah. Or, so, could you see much was your back turned for all the action? So there's just no way to
bet
Eric had
big plans for Martin too, and not in this way.
I don't have any. That's four, so we had that.
Find it.
Yep. When your non-lethal damage equals your current hit points, you're staggered.
Okay, I'm staggered.
What if it?
You can only take a standard extra move action each round.
What if it succeeds though?
When your non-lethal damage exceeds your current hit points, you fall unconscious.
I'm unconscious.
Unconscious, you're helpless.
I'm helpless.
Helpless. So you try to grab his ear and he like punch you in the face with the butt of his spear and you're just...
Can I say something before you pass out?
Okay.
Asshole.
Wolverine.
Alright, I'm gonna...
Make love.
Blow your
raven. I
didn't
hump it.
I was going to say, you're not dead. He's not into that.
Yeah.
I am going to make a really loud sound out of my spear. Just to see if anyone...
People just start dancing. He has a level of noise.
There. But no, I'm going to... See, I don't really have any rope, unfortunately.
Yeah, we left it all downstairs.
Duh.
Just call for people.
And we need to build a bridge down there.
That way
so
it doesn't look like you just beat up Martin.
Martin!
That guy's beating up Martin! He was our hero!
Is there anyone around here? Yeah, I wanna...
You better.
No.
I imagine there'd still be people.
Shivers comes in.
Kenny's going to jail.
Because
you think there'd be at least a Dark Knight or two to watch the fire, make sure it don't spread to the buildings.
That's true. Yeah, we'll say there's a couple Dark Knights around. They were probably busy tending the...
Alright, so I'm gonna. I don't know if I like where this is going right now.
I kind of think it's funny.
I think maybe you should have just killed him and walked away.
Well, I think
no, you didn't kill him. That's probably for the best.
No, I probably.
What I'm saying, I would think they'd have heard him shout the Wolverines. And
yeah, he did scream that.
Okay.
So they probably just stepped back and watched you kick his ass. I mean, that was like.
Yeah, someone tried
this
to kill him.
Be
someone like, Martin, he's okay.
This is going to be good.
So Eric's going to
be nasty.
Did you XP while I was down to you?
So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm falling out to the Dark Knights.
Yep, so they'll come and we're going to end it there for the week.
Martin got arrested.
Sorry if I ruined your...
About...
Story.
3,800
story.
I don't know. From making Martin a weird traitor.
I had no plans for the Dark Knight. Yeah.
Well, I just mean, like, the next time we play,
oh,
I have no
so,
idea what he would know or actually know.
I hit 3,800 XP there.
Dies
how many
know.
Are you at?
I'm about 3,800 away from level 5. Just saying.
Yeah.
How many did we get?
Maybe I had some good role playing stuff going on there.
I would role play even harder to hit 5.
I will role play so hard.
I will role play so hard.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually really kept track of any of my experience. Yes.
I think Kenny and David should get a little more. Just saying.
Actually, I did for I mean, of 1 point. Intel should be at.
I have nothing written down on my. That's fine.
10,600.
Damn, you got that much?
No, that's what he's currently at.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
10,600.
So just like 30
everybody gets 500.
God, where am I at?
You're Mortenburg.
I don't have anything around.
You're in Mortenburg.
I got it written out somewhere because I have it written down on my thing.
What do you have for
my mic here?
Nope.
I got very
excited.
I think that might be it.
Dustin, what do you have? I should be near you.
I've had a couple
bonuses. This is an old one.
I know you've gotten a couple.
But I'm at 12,735.
Alright, I'll use this one for 500.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.
To the evil ones, welcome to Mortenburg!
Fuck us!
It's fair to say that you've never heard
Dark Knights!
They're the toughest cards in all the world
Dark Knights!
So listen up, you're about to learn about
Dark Knights! Dark Knights!
Danger runs from the
Dark Knights!
Evil comes from
Dark Knights!
Buildings burn because
Dark Knights!
Even though some of us are gone,
Dark Knights!
Our fight for good still goes on,
Dark Knights!
We'll keep fighting till the final breath,
Dark Knights!
We'll see our brothers once more in death,
Dark Knights! Dark Knights!
Danger runs from the
Dark Knights!
Evil comes from
Dark Knights!
Buildings burn because
Dark Knights!